He turns to Balaam, hey, what's going on?
He says, I don't know. And then he turns to Subhadra and says, hey, the door is locked, they won't let us in. Do you have any idea? And then Subhadra says, I think I have some idea. Because ladies know ladies, no? One lady knows the heart of another lady. They know how they tick, they know how they operate. You know? But men, they can't figure out. They're eternally bewildered. They can never figure out what makes women tick, you know. Life after life, they try to figure out. So then he turns to Subhadra and says, what's going on? She says, I think I know, but I'm a little shy to tell you. She says, no, please, you know. And he says, no, you call her name. Okay, Lakshmi! Hey, Lakshmi Devi, open the door. So then no response, nothing, not a word, totally silent inside. So then Subhadra says, actually, she's very angry. And then they have some discussion, so what can I do? So then what they do is, then Subhadra says, listen, you have to break her man. She's still in man. Since that day, from Panchami to Nomi, she's been burning, she's been in the Kop Bhavan. She's been inside that, she's in Kop Bhav. This is already said in this, it's in Kop. Kop Bhav means anger. She's in the Kop Bhavan. She's been in the Kop Bhavan for the last 5 days, right? In the Ramayana, crying, and she's been very angry. So you have to give her some gift. She's in a very bitter mood. She's feeling very bitter. So you have to make her feel sweet. Acha, what should I do? He says, listen, I'll tell you a secret. I happen to know that Lakshmi Devi's favorite mithai is rasgulla. Because, you know, if you want to please someone, you want to get someone's favor, you have to please them by giving them something they like. If I like rasgullas and you give me laddu, then there's no happiness there. I say, oh, thanks a lot, you know, and I give them to somebody else. But if you give me rasgullas, I say, thanks a lot. And then I look around and you go, then I eat all the rasgullas. Because I like too much, no? So then Lakshmi Devi, so then Subhadra gave this tip. He said, listen, you have to... So then what happens is they make about a big pot of rasgullas. Big pot of rasgullas. This is there going on. You'll see this lila today. Big pot, about 500 rasgullas. Big, like Rajbhog rasgullas. And then Jagannath makes this. And Jagannath and Balaram, then they knock on the door and they say, hey, and they know the names of different chokidars. They say, hey, you know, so-and-so, you know, whoever, Vijay, whoever. So they say, we have a gift, something to give to Lakshmi. Please open the door. We won't come in, but just take this. We won't come in, just take this gift. So then they open, there's a little tiny door, they open this door, you know, the palace gate. And then they give this big pot of rasgullas. And they take this big pot of rasgullas, 500 rasgullas, they take it into the inner sanctum, to the sanctum sanctorium, the inside, you know, inside palace. Where Lakshmi's there, like, no. They say, Lakshmi, that Jagannath has sent you some gift. I don't want it. I don't care. No, it's something special. I don't want it. Tell him, forget it. Because this is man. This is what man is all about. No, it's something really nice. Something you like. No, I don't. No, it's rasgullas. Huh? Rasgulla? Rasgulla. So, you know, women are soft-hearted, no? It's called a hoitaki man and hoitaki. Man with a cause and man without a cause. There's two types of man. Hoituki and ahoituki. With a cause, or hetu and ahetu. Different ways they say. Hetu and ahetu. So, her man was not really had a cause. She just got in man. Anyway, they gave her the rasgullas. She ate the rasgullas. And this goes on today also. Like, this rasgullas are given. It's all part of this Lakshmi Vijay festival. Then she says, okay, open the door. But when he first... Oh, actually, what happened? Oh, yeah, I forgot one thing. He knocks on the door, and then they send in the rasgullas, and she gets the rasgullas. This is the first day, like Nomi. And then she says, she takes the rasgullas, she eats them, but she still doesn't let it in. He has to stay 2 days. He stays 2 days outside. He has to sit on his cart and sleep in the rain, because it's monsoon time. And he says, listen, he made me too angry. Okay, I'll take the rasgullas because I like them too much. And then they said, so, should we let him in? He said, no. Let him burn a little bit. He should burn a little bit. So then Jagannath stays in the cart for Dasami and Ekadasi. And Dwadasi, either Ekadasi night or Dwadasi morning. Because on Ekadasi night is that Sonavesh Darshan, which you maybe have seen on TV or pictures. That's when when he dresses totally in gold. And the reason is because first he gave the Rasgullas on Nomi or so when the cart arrives. Because he arrived and he couldn't get in, so he gave the Rasgullas. She took the Rasgullas. And then he couldn't get in. So she made him wait for 2 days, and then he thought, oh, really? So then because he was in Brajavesh, he was in Gopavesh. Because in Gundicha he's in Brajbhav, and so Jagannath wears Gopavesh. So then to please Lakshmi Devi, because she's pleased by Aishwarya. She's Aishwarya Mayi Bhav. She loves this opulence and respect. And you know, this is Vaikuntha, Shantabhav, Dasi Bhav. So then he decided, first I gave her sweets and it didn't work. Now I have to somehow catch her attention. So you catch attention by telling jokes. So but he knows that Lakshmi loves gold. Like, you know, all ladies do and men down nowadays, men too. Men all wear gold too. But so on this Ekadasi night he dresses in 100 kilos of gold. Big golden crown, gold, and he put on, and that's on that night you'll see Jagannath, he has hands. You know, usually is like this, right? Daru Brahman. They put gold, solid gold with hands. And he's holding a chakra or whatever, and they put two hands on him in solid gold, and they have big golden necklace and a big golden crown. I had darshan personally. I've seen it. Yeah. Now also, if you read any books about Jagannath's Sringar, now it'll talk about this. Jagannath Balav Subhadra, all three. This is called Sona. It's called Sonavesh. Sona in Oriya means gold. Sona. It's called Sonavesh. Golden Vesh. It's a famous. There's so many pictures of that. People like that. There's two famous Veshas. There's called Bada Shringar Vesh, which he wears at night, which is all flower. Jagannath dresses in all flower garlands and Tulsi. He has a crown made of Tulsis. It's called Bada Shringar Vesh. And he wears that every night, because every night he's in the mood of going to Ras Lila. But Lakshmi doesn't like that. So he dresses like this. And then he tells... He comes to the door. He knocks on the door, and with all this opulence, he's fully in the mood of pleasing Lakshmi to the fullest extent, because he really doesn't like to wear all this stuff, but Lakshmi loves it. So he's dressing like this to please the heart of Lakshmi Devi. So the servants go in. The chokidars say, "Hey, guess what? Jagannath's at the door, and he's dressed in solid gold, totally gold." "Oh, really? He's dressed in solid gold. Let me see." So then Lakshmi comes out and she sees and she says, "Oh, you look so good. You look really good. Okay, come on." Jai Jagannath Swami Ki, Hara Panchami Festival Ki. So this is kind of like a very brief summary of the situation. It's actually a very deep rustic pastime, full of different bhavas, Vipralamba Bhav, and so many different tattvas. Rasa tattva and prema tattva. The question is, in Vaikuntha, there are no different bhavas. There's no vatsalya bhava. First of all, there's no vatsalya bhava in Vaikuntha. Vatsalya, motherly love, parental love. There's no vatsalya bhava. And of course, there's shanta bhava, there's shanta ras, and there's dasi ras. And there's, you know, sakya and madhurya are there because there's so many couples are there. There's so many husbands and wives living in Vaikuntha. Described in third canto of Bhagavatam. But everybody's orientation, everyone's mood is in Dasya Bhav towards Lakshmi Narayan. Dasya Bhav and Dasya Bhav pervaded by Shanta Bhav, because Shanta Bhav means Gaurava. Gaurava Bhav means distance, awe and reverence, veneration, respect. It's all like, it's puja, and it's all like this. And Lakshmi, of course, is, you know, that's conjugal. It's conjugal love between Lakshmi and Narayan. That's called Madhura, Madhura Ras, or Kanta Bhav. But, so they have it, their exchanges. It's called Yoga Nidra. Lakshmi Narayan, it's not that she's just rubbing his feet all the time. They also have their conjugal, transcendental pastimes. But the overall mood is personified by this, the position of Lakshmi at Vishnu's feet. She's like in Dasya Bhav. She's like in the mood. So this Dasya Bhav and Shanta Bhav are the basic bhava to pervade the Vaikuntha atmosphere. But contrasting with Brajadam, Brajagokul is pervaded by Madhurya Bhav. Even in every, there's Shantaras, Dasiras, Sakiras, Vatsaliras, and Madhurya Ras. But the Madhurya Ras in Braj is Parakiya Bhav, is Paramore love. There's no husbands and wives there. It's just Krishna and all the gopis. And but they have some abhiman in the spiritual world that I have a husband to create that parakia. So there's no possibility for paramour love unless there's a husband, right? So all the gopis who are expansions of Krishna's Swarup Shakti, expansions of Radharani, they have this kind of abhiman, this feeling, oh, I have a husband, and I shouldn't go out to meet Krishna. It's a feeling, but I want to meet Krishna. So that creates the excitement of paramour love in this parakya bhav. It's called abhiman. But the pervading mood of all the rasas in Braj is madura. And that's described by the different acharyas. For example, in Vaikuntha, there is grass. There are grass and trees and plants and rivers and all these things. But they don't exhibit sattvic bhavs. When Narayan walks here or there, or when Narayan blows a conch shell, or when there's music, or Narayan, there's no exhibit. They're in shantaras. They're in a supporting role. It's called the passive adoration. They support the exchange of mellows. They're in shantaras, the grass, the trees, the plants. But in Vrindavan, the grass, the trees, and the plants in Braja Gokul, in spiritual world, they are also called shantaras. They're giving support to the lila because they want to make flowers and all these things. But all of these grasses and plants, they're connected with Krishna's Madhurya lila, because he's Madhurya Purushottam, and this is Madhurya Dham. So these, the grass, the plants, the rivers, the trees, they exhibit sattvic bhavs. They actually taste, and they when Krishna is exchanging with the gopis and feeling loving ecstasy, they also feel loving ecstasy. And they express their loving ecstasy by crying. The trees will cry in the form of honey running down their branches. Shahad. Honey will, when they see some ecstatic exchange where Krishna's relishing ecstatic love with the gopis, then, and they're witnessing that. Although they're in Shantabhav, they're just supporting, they're in awe and reverence, they're just trees. But they identify with that Madhura Bhav of Krishna, and they react to that. This is a response of love, and they start crying in the form of honey running down their branches, just like tears running down your face. And then they start shivering, they start trembling, which is one of the sattvic bhavs. By their leaves on the trees start going like this. And just like the river Yamuna, you read in the Dasamaskanda, Krishna plays the flute to call the gopis. He calls Radharani's name, Ravishaka. Then the Yamuna starts going in whirlpools. Whirlpool means like goes around in circles. The water's going like, because she's feeling like intoxicated. She's whirling in intoxication, Yamuna Devi. So she's going around in circles. It's called in English a whirlpool. I don't know what you call it in Hindi. Havan or something. Going around like this. But that doesn't happen in Vaikuntha. The river just goes. It just goes and it doesn't go backwards. It doesn't stop. So the Madhurya Ras is pervading all the rasas. Sakya is full of Madhurya, Vatsalya is full of Madhurya. This is a long discussion, but it's described. So there's so much vast difference between Vaikuntha. So Vaikuntha is basically Shantabhav and Dasyabhav. That's why those Rasika Bhavukas, devotees and Atmas and Jivas that are Rasikas, they don't feel much attraction to this Vaikuntha. Those that are interested in awe and reverence and grandeur, and they become stimulated, like someone who is attached to opulence, they like seeing this Lakshmi Narayan puja or worship. But the devotees of Krishna, they like to see Krishna with Banamala, Vaijyanti Mala, and more, and Mukut, and some mineral, some dots on his face from some of the mineral powders of Govardhan, some like dots and decorations. This is how they like to see him. And with some leaves, with a Karnikara flower over his ear. That's all described in this discussion. The difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. So some people, they like this Vaikuntha mood, so they go there. The entire South India, they're all going to Vaikuntha. They're all worshippers of Lakshmi Narayan. But we in North India, we're very interested in Ram. Many people interested in Ram. And many people interested in Krishna. Lila Purushottam. So, if you like Krishna, then this is the place. Come and hear about Krishna. If you like Ram, you go to the Ram temple, or Ram. Your heart will go, your attraction will pull you. Because every jiva has a particular inborn attraction to the Bhagavan, and a particular bhava. And then Krishna knows that, he's the Paramatma, so he knows what what your inclination for love is, and what the particular rati, staibhava rati you have in your heart. So he will make arrangements for you to be in this particular line, with this particular ishta, in this particular sadhana marg, in this particular sadhu sangha, in this particular guru, in this particular mantra. Everything will be arranged by the Lord. Because he's sarvajna. He's all-knowing. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.